Hyena.
Where's my Diet Coke?
You have Diet Coke. Ugh. I mean, it's not fountain soda, but it'll do.
Hi, listen, if you get fountain soda, you're installing it immediately.
That is true, but it's very hard to clean. That's why I don't have a machine yet.
Is that right?
It is very hard to clean. That's why I don't have one.
Well, then Diet Coke cans, it is.
Okay, so I must talk to you about this new obsession I have, and it's mom Facebook groups.
Are you serious?
Yeah, maybe I'm like a little late to this game, but like I've really gotten, it's almost like an addiction now.
Okay, a better you than me.
Okay, you need to hear like this question that someone asked. Okay. Anyone take ashwagandha supplements?
What, ashwa what?
Ashwagandha.
What is that for real?
Yes, this is very for real.
What the heck?
I read it the first time, I was just laughing.
Did you think it was fake?
Yeah, I thought it was a joke. Until I see there's 1,500 comments.
Oh my God. Does everyone take it?
Everyone takes it.
Is this like chia seeds?
I don't know. So ladies like, I got mine in bulk. This has improved my life. This has improved my sleep.
Oh my God.
I take ashwagandha gummies.
What?
Yes, my mood has improved. Yes, my sex drive. Yes, love
what?
It. Must take it. 1,500
what
comments.
What is it?
Okay, so of course, now that I had
yeah,
to
you gotta check
see
it out.
What this is, what is it? Now, wait. It possibly effective for stress. Some research shows that taking a specific ashwagandha root extract twice daily after food or other specific extracts.
This is bullshit.
To improve symptoms of stress.
Yeah. Do you know what improves those people's symptoms of stress?
What?
Talking shit in that Facebook group.
Absolutely. Yeah. And let me tell you, I feel 100 times better now that I read those comments. I laughed my ass off.
How do you spell it?
You spell it ashwagandha.
I asked because I know that our listeners are right now putting it into Google.
So wait, we're not getting any?
No, we're not fucking getting any.
Why? Look at what all this stuff did for them.
Ew, you're going to have like weird shit growing out of your ears. Are you kidding me?
So you know what I took from the whole thing? I think what we are going to do.
Why?
I got the ashwagandha gummies. I think we're just going to get gummies.
No, we're not.
No, just gummies.
Oh.
Candy.
Fine. When?
Right after the podcast.
After pizza.
All right. After pizza.
Oh my God.
After the podcast.
Can you imagine taking
that crap?
We're
getting candy.
Okay. But can you imagine taking that crap? Can you imagine buying something, giving your money to something that's not even like FDA approved, which whatever.
But it's ashwagandha.
It's ashwagandha. And now it's improving sex life and reducing stress. But like, hey man.
It's a superfood like kale.
So does red wine. Like fixes the problem. So does pizza.
But it doesn't have a cool name.
Ashwagandha.
That's right.
Ew. What is wrong with this world? Why are people so stupid and so willing to be so gullible?
I don't know, but I really love it. And when we're done with
this, I'm going to go. Research sponsored by ashwagandha.com.
Right. Oh after God. This, I'm going back to the mom group.
Yeah, you live in that mom group now.
All right. Speaking of mom groups.
Yeah.
We got to get into the Iron Moms podcast.
Oh, I forgot we haven't started yet.
That's right.
Fine. All right. Well, welcome back to Iron Moms USA. I'm Ina Koppel.
And I'm Raina Butler.
And there'll be no ashwagandha here.
No, but maybe gummies.
Fine.
Okay. So today we're getting technical. We've gotten a lot of questions about lifting. Okay.
Yay.
And people really, let's get deep down. So first question, how do I keep my back flat in the deadlift?
This is not that deep. These are basics.
Oh, okay.
How do I keep my back flat in the deadlift? Okay. Well, I guess there's two ways of looking at this. Number one, how do you keep your back flat in the setup? And two, how do I keep my back flat throughout the deadlift? Those
yes.
are two separate questions. So I'm going to simply brush over both. Now, ladies, if there's anything here that I'm covering that you want to learn more about, feel free to shoot us a DM. And it's always Raina and I on there. We don't have fake people on there answering our questions. So you can reach out and I'll give you more specifics. Okay. So the deadlift setup, those of you who are not starting strength trainees yet, the setup starts where you place the barbell over the middle of your foot or about 1 inch.
And you don't move it.
You do not move the bar. We didn't get to that step yet.
Okay.
Raina's talking about her video that's like for some reason going viral where she moved the barbell. We'll find. So you step up to the bars over midfoot. And then with straight knees, you reach for the bar, taking it outside your legs. And why with straight knees? So that we don't bend our knees and move the bar away from midfoot where we've just placed it. You take the bar outside your legs so that you don't cause friction with your hands against your legs when you're you know, deadlifting, and so that your arms are hanging vertically. And then you squeeze your chest up, and that's the step where you have to flatten your back. So you look out about 10 to 12 feet in front of you until your neck is, you know, in a neutral position. And you take a big breath, and then you squeeze your chest up. And so that's coming from the front of the body, that perspective, but you can always think about it like arching your back or flattening your back. And that's going to send a wave of extension down to your pelvis. And then you drag the bar up your legs by standing up. Now, if you mess up any of those steps, you'll come out of position and it'll be hard for you to set your back. Through the lift, what you want to do is brace your abs very hard. Yes, ladies, deadlifting is working abs. In fact, there is no greater workout for abs than weightlifting, because we perform a Valsalva, and that Valsalva requires us to take a big breath and brace our abs to hold in our breath. So if you're using your abs really hard, then you're maintaining the back position that you've set at the bottom while you're using your legs to stand. So a couple of things might be happening. You might be jerking the bar with your upper body. And so that's going to pull on your arms, pull on your lats, and pull your back out of position. You might not be driving with your legs hard enough. And so the back will be coming out of position because you're now initiating with the upper body again. There's a million reasons why your abs, your belt isn't done right. And so what you have to first think about is the basics. Are you setting your back at the bottom of the deadlift until you've reached, you know, full extension? In other words, you want to feel like you've pulled all the slack out of the bar, that your arms are straight, and that you sort of feel like you're pulling on the bar while it's still on the ground as you raise your chest. You want to take all the slack out of the system. Raise your chest all the way up until your arms go straight and send that wave down your back. You want to think about making wrinkles in your t-shirt. So if you're videotaping yourself, make sure that you can see that you're making wrinkles in your shirt on your back as you're setting your back. And then you have to hold your breath. You're going to take a breath, set your back, and hold your belly tight, your breath tight, as you use your legs to drive the floor away. And that will maintain your back position. If you're not using a big held breath, if you're not taking all the slack out of the system, if you're not using your legs, those might be reasons why you're losing back control. Shoot me a video and I'll help you out.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Okay. But that was a lot to digest.
Yes, but that's okay. The one who's listening will hear it.
That's true. And you know, she's already deadlifting, so she's not, mm-hmm. she may be a novice, but she knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. If you're not bracing your abs, if you're not setting your back at the start, it's going to be really hard to maintain that position.
I just heard abs.
I know, it's abs all day long.
That's perfect.
And if only they believed it.
But it's true and it works.
It's true and it works. Yeah.
It does work.
That's freaking right.
Okay. Oh, this is a fun question. I saw Bree's starting strength video about the Tubo. Mm-hmm. Is it real?
Yes, the Tubo is real. For those of you that watched the awesome starting strength, was it April Fool's?
It was April Fool's, but I did try to buy 10.
Yeah, of course you did.
It was such a good infomercial.
I have a Tubo.
I wanted 10.
Everyone would have bought a Tubo. It just might have been a little heavy to ship. But the Tubo stands for a terribly useful block of wood. And it's basically, you know, a couple of 2x4s nailed together, and we put it in front of the toe of the lifter, and we ask them to aim their knees forward towards the Tubo. And the intention is to help you with your knee position in the squat. Sometimes, you know, it fixes a lot of problems in the squat. So if you put the block of wood in front of your toe and you point your knees forward towards your toes, forward and out, what you'll have is, you know, the block of wood there to stop your knee from traveling further forward. So if you're somebody who's chest is vertical and you're going down and your knees are sliding forward too much, you'll knock the block of wood over. If you're shooting your hips back and you haven't set your knee angle forward enough, and it hasn't touched the Tubo, right? Then you know that you're, you know, on your heel and that you've shot your hips back and you've taken your quads out of the equation. So what it does is it helps you set your knee position in the squat in a very simple way. Because some people, no matter how much you communicate with them, they can't fix their position without an external cue. And the Tubo is this physical external cue that gives you a sense for where you should be pointing your knees. And so on the way down in the squat, you'll set your knee position sooner than you might have, or in a more correct fashion. And it'll also help you with your back angle. So the Tubo is real. It's a brilliant way of fixing the problem of your knee and your back angle. And we love to use it with people who just don't interpret cues verbally. It's real. You can make one yourself.
Now I have a question. Does it work if you don't write Tubo on the block
That's
of wood?
That's a very good question. It's possible it's not as legitimate.
It's not as effective, right?
That's right. That's right.
If you don't write Tubo on the block of wood, it doesn't work anymore.
I think that's a good point. Yep. You're right. It's like
I'm going to send that into Starting Strength for the next podcast to rip.
He would love that question.
Let's see what he says.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
I'm going to write it from Tori so I don't get a scary answer.
Yeah. Yeah. But basically, you just want to put the block of wood in front of your toe, aim your knees at it, and everything else will get cleaned up.
Okay. I have a practical programming question for you next.
Boom, boom. Let's go.
Okay. How long should I keep doing the deadlift? And when do I replace it? And what exercise do I replace it with?
So I guess we're asking from a perspective of a novice, which most of our trainees are in the novice phase where you're new to this. And so you're going linear, you're going up in your strength, you're maximizing your potential, you're feeling like a hero, you're adding weight to the bar every workout, and you're doing three lifts three times a week. And the deadlift is one of them. Eventually what happens is you become fatigued, the bar path slows down, you start to feel real beat up, and we need to start to take some stress off the system. And one of the ways we do that is by replacing the middle deadlift day. So you would replace it with a power clean because we still want to train longest effective range of motion. And the power clean, although it's lighter in weight, it can replace the middle day deadlift.
How long do most trainees take to get to go from that middle day deadlift to the power clean day?
It really depends on the person, the age, and how they're eating and their external, you know, stressors. But at least a month, at least a month or two. It depends. You know, it depends on, like, I've had some trainees who are big boys and they just cruise through a couple of months putting weight on the bar and they didn't touch anything for 8 weeks. Some women, you know, get real fatigued between 4 to 6 weeks, or they're not eating enough, whatever it is. But we've had a lot of women ask us whether they can do chin-ups, whether they can do, you know, barbell rows. And yeah, you can, but not at this point, not when you're building your base of strength. It won't be as effective as training the power clean, training that explosiveness. And because you've already learned the setup of the deadlift, you have to learn the deadlift setup first, then you can power clean because it starts with a deadlift setup and, you know, just the grip will be different to accommodate the rack position. But the power clean, you know, it's a more athletic movement. And if you've gotten strong enough to need to replace that middle day, then you're ready to power clean and you should learn how to power clean. You shouldn't ditch and go to chins because you still need the stimulus that the power clean will offer you. And so if you're a female, you'll need to get a 35-pound bar so that you could, you know, accommodate the grip on the power clean. And that's it. Start power cleaning, you know, drop the weight. It'll probably be around 75% of your deadlift, 70 to 75%. Start, you know, implementing 5 sets of 3 on the power clean.
I was about to ask you, do you think we could replace my power clean with barbell rows? But the last time I asked you that, I ended up having to prowler.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything anymore.
Yeah. You have to power clean. You are going to power clean until you get great at it.
Okay. Make my power clean great again. Make power cleans great again.
I'm on it.
I'm wearing the t-shirt.
I'm on it.
Okay. And one last question. If I had to buy minimal equipment to start a home gym, what would it be? Not me.
Yes. No, never.
Because I'm a diva.
That's right.
And I want one of everything.
All of it. Actually, I feel like you could get more. Oh, I think you have some on the way.
I am. Don't worry.
Listen, I want to buy more plates.
I got some plates coming.
Reina, I want to buy more plates.
Plates that I don't need.
Yeah, you do.
Are coming. No, I really don't because I order doubles now. And I'm also getting a second rack because no reason. We don't even use it.
No, I will be there.
But you know what? I just want it because it's fun.
You need to outfit your gym properly. You never know what could happen in there.
Not only that, like, why should you have two racks in your gym and right. I'm only going to have one?
Yeah.
That's really. Sad.
Yeah. So, so what I would say is I would start with a barbell.
Okay.
And a set of bumpers because.
How heavy should the bumper, like if you have to order bumpers, how heavy?
Well, it depends how weak they are when they start. So either 10-pound bumpers. Which I think everyone needs a set of 10s. Most women need a set of 10s because even if you're going to start power cleaning, you'll want to start with some 10s. Get 10s, get 25s, get a set of 45-pound bumpers.
And not then, 35s?
It's funny. No, you can make 35. You can make 35. Don't buy it and spend your money on 35
plates. I'm becoming an internet troll.
You are. So, you know, you just get some small plates and you don't even, you know, you can hold off on the 45s if you want. But if you have a bar and you can put it on the floor, you can deadlift, you can, you know, clean it up to and do presses. And so I think that's like the bare basics. I've had a lot of clients who have started off with just deadlifting because they couldn't get a rack. And then they use dumbbells to press and things like that. And that's okay. That's cool. Like, yeah.
And was that effective?
Yeah, because it got them motivated. And at some point they were like, I want to do more. And then they bought a stand, a squat stand. So if you can afford a basic squat stand, that's great. But I would hold off for a proper rack and I would start with my deadlift. That's where I would start.
So a barbell, a set of 10-pound bumpers, 25s.
And some small plates.
And some like micros, you're saying?
Well, no, like fives, tens, metal plates so that you can load it up. I mean, we're talking about people that are like bare basics.
Yeah.
Eventually you can afford a stand, squat stand, and then start building up your gym. But it's barbell, bumpers, and then you can put the bar on the floor, deadlift 3 times a week.
Yeah, like I feel like even someone could do that in an apartment.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do. We've had people doing all sorts of things in an apartment. And then you can, you know, you can curl, you can press, you can do all sorts of things.
So it's really very doable. Mm-hmm. I like that. Like mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be mm-hmm. some fancy setup.
And once you get the squat rack, then you get the bench.
Okay. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Worth it.
So worth it.
Worth it. Ask for
it. I really want to buy those for no reason at all.
Fine.
I want to buy, like Rogue just came out with these, like, I don't know how to, they're like pads. Where you could deadlift, like you make your own like kind of a deadlifting station.
You have that.
No, I don't. Well, I have a deadlifting station, but it's like two pads and then you stand in the center of it. So it doesn't like bounce or make noise for people who are in apartments.
Like me.
Right.
Like should I get them house? For you? No.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting them.
No, oh. I want more plates, but I am looking to add to my gym and I'm not sure that plates is the thing. I have to think about it.
Come on, Grant. Keep coming out with equipment.
Yeah. So or starting strength. Can you come out with more stuff so I can like hang more shit on my walls?
Okay, this is a very interesting question for me, and I'm going to have to really think about it.
Okay.
It's very popular now to give your kids melatonin gummies.
Is that real?
I get. Yeah, I've seen my friends do it. Even just for bedtime at night. Raina, would you give it to your kids?
It depends if your kids needed it.
It depends. Okay, so I am a sleep nut. Mm-hmm. And I decide to invest at 6 weeks in the sleep training. Mm-hmm. And it really works for me.
What age? Oh, they're asking for your kids now.
Yeah, they're asking my kids now. So my daughter's 9 and she is a sleeping superstar. She falls asleep quickly, easily, but she's up at the crack of dawn. Mm-hmm. But now she's a 9-year-old independent.
Good.
Which means she could watch her iPad in the morning.
Yeah.
And only wake me up minimally to ask me 600 questions.
What time does she get up?
She's up at like 6.
Oh, that's my girl. Have her call me.
Okay. Oh, she will.
Oh, I would love that. I'd love to chat with her in the morning.
See, but you don't FaceTime. You need an iPhone.
Well, you can do WhatsApp. Okay. You know what? I'm going out with Tori tonight, so I'm excited. Okay. Back to the melatonin gummies.
My son, on the other hand, he does not fall asleep easily. He gives me a very hard time. It takes him a long time to unwind, and it could take him like, we put him to sleep 7:30. He could go to sleep at 9:30.
He's so cute though.
He's very cute. And he comes downstairs 100 times to bother me. And he wants me to give him chilies.
Oh, you're so
like
cute.
Chills.
Oh, he's so cute.
And I do because I'm bad. But I don't think I would give him, unless my doctor recommended it, I'm nervous to give any sort of like medication mm-hmm. or any intervention unless my pediatrician approved it.
How did kids go to sleep in the old days? Warm milk? Like, why do we need anything now?
I feel like it's at a convenience.
Yeah.
I watch parents give it to their kids on the airplane.
Did it work?
Like the same.
I think it just makes them tired. I used to take melatonin years ago when my sleep schedule was off from having babies. And it just made me tired. Like it.
But
made
did it
me,
do any, did it make you I fall asleep quicker?
I fell asleep easier, but then I was like up a lot during the night and then I was groggy in the morning. I'm very sensitive to those things. But I feel like, how did we ever raise kids without it? We just did like warm milk, go to bed.
Yeah. Also, it doesn't bother me that my son comes downstairs multiple times. It's not the best way.
Yeah, but you wouldn't give melatonin gummies.
Unless my pediatrician felt it was like necessary.
Unless your kid's just like off the wall, not sleeping and tired in the morning. So.
Right. He wakes up pretty happy.
You have no choice then.
Right. If I had no choice and the pediatrician recommended it, then I would do it. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't just do any intervention without like asking my doctor.
For no reason. Yeah.
No, that's not my thing.
But I bet your kids would love gummies.
Oh yeah. I told my son that raisins are gummy bears.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Like now he can't read. And Tori hasn't told him yet. So
oh God.
We're just going to roll with it for now.
Ah, the lies.
Okay. My daughter is being cyber bullied. How do you think I should deal with this?
How old is the daughter?
She didn't say.
Cyber bullied. So what is this? What do kids do now with cell phones? Like what, like where are they on? They're on YouTube.
So YouTube, I don't think you could be bullied on YouTube, no. But I'm assuming it's like via TikTok or Instagram or like they're Messenger.
They're not even on Instagram.
My daughter's on Instagram.
No, most kids are not. They're on Snapchat.
Yeah, Snapchat. I don't know how old this child is, but this is a serious question. I mean, back in the day, it was like in-person bullying. Mm-hmm. My younger brother was bullied.
Cyber bullied like from strangers is even scarier.
Yeah, I don't think this is, I'm assuming it's not.
Yeah, what strangers. Would you do?
Like kids at your own age. I mean, really? The quickest thing I would do with my daughter would be like, no phone.
Yeah.
Cut it off. Mm-hmm. Literally turn it off. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I would do with my 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. I would tell her, we are not going on. We are ignoring this person. Mm-hmm. From a 9-year-old.
So scary.
But an older child, like mm-hmm. a teenager, how would you do that with your daughter if you felt like your daughter was being like called multiple times by friends? Because I feel like she's more that
older
age.
Older kids? All I could think about when you were talking about this is I was thinking about me getting in the car and knocking on the door of the kid's house and being like, get your mother right now.
Old school, baby.
Oh, yeah. Get your mom right now. That would be what I would do. If it happens at an older age, it's really scary.
Yeah, it's
because
tricky.
If it's a stranger, you could have some freak. And by the way, everyone knows your address.
Yeah.
Once you're on social media, it's over. Everyone can find you everywhere. And that would be scary for me. I would have my daughter delete her accounts and she would never do it. But if she was getting bullied, I think at this age, it would just be stalking. It wouldn't even be bullying.
Like, I feel like that does happen.
You would have to delete your accounts.
19-year-old girls, they do get stalked.
Yeah. But if this is a school thing.
I think it's a school thing. I'm going to assume it's a school thing.
Then that's, you got to handle that with the parents.
You think it's still the best way just to go like mother to mother?
Well, the kids, let's be realistic. Your kid's never going to get rid of her phone and her iPad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to have to deal with it like with the parents. And then, I mean, the bottom line is you'll have to get past your daughter because your daughter might stop you. She might be like, no.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Right. It's embarrassing. So you'd either have to help her through it, help her with her feelings, or you'd have to go to the parents. I would go to the parents for fun.
Yeah, like old school.
Yeah.
My younger brother was bullied and my father was like, okay, we're just going to take care of this like one time. And my brother's like, what are you going to do? My dad's like, punch the kid once.
That's right.
In the face, like once and like see what happens.
What happened? Worked.
Yeah, it was done.
Yeah.
After that.
It's like the old days.
Yeah.
That's how you handle it.
My dad's like, yeah, like in his days, like when kids didn't like each other, they just beat each other up.
Yeah, this is totally different. I mean, I guess, you know, if it's happening in school, if it's happening with kids they know, they're not going to so easily just give up their phone or let you just disconnect their thing. So how do you deal with it? The first thing you have to do is help your child emotionally through it, which, you know, emotional maturity only comes with age and there's nothing you can do to make them feel better except be there for them and try to give them insight into it. But I would definitely try to reach out to the parents or I'd get on there.
You'd like to reach out to the parents.
Yeah.
You know what? Ina's so happy to reach out to these parents even.
Yeah.
She'll come for those parents. Not even her kids. She'd love to.
Yeah. I'm coming.
She is coming.
Wait by the door.
She would love to.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, this is a fun question. I love this. Okay. There's no packages this year for sleepaway camp. What could we do instead?
You guys are so lucky.
It's so, I know.
Wait, Rita, there's no visiting day.
There's no. Okay. So what we're talking about is sleepaway camps. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is popular everywhere, and it wasn't popular when I grew up, but now parents must have gotten smarter and are sending their children away for the summer.
Yeah. Well, they're also, so last year, a couple of years ago, when my daughter was in sleepaway camp, they had such a problem with Amazon delivery packages because they couldn't handle the volume of packages coming in because parents would be like, one click and buy. You want M&Ms? There it is. And they had these tents set up. It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. And the fun of packages used to be that you would make it yourself.
Yes. Decorated.
Yeah. You'd put it together. You put some care into it. Now it's kind of like click, buy, send. The kids don't even care. Like they could get their own fucking packages. You know what I mean? But one of the things I remember is thinking like how ridiculous visiting day was. It was so disruptive. It didn't do anything, you know, useful. And everyone was like, no, you could never take away visiting day. And now COVID. And it's like, you know what?
Surprise.
Don't really need it. So what are you going to do?
Okay. So I am secretly, no one please tell Tori, really excited not to go to visiting day. Because mm-hmm. when they're in this camp, it's like they're in their own little world.
Yeah.
And then who needs me to interrupt their world?
It doesn't change anything. So what do you can do about packages?
Okay. So I decided that I'm going to send her. She's only going to be going for the first month. So for 4 weeks, she'll be there. I'm going to send 4 little gifts. And in the small things, just little reminders to make her happy. And then I'm going to tell her when it's okay to open it on the gift.
That's a great idea.
Just something small in her luggage.
I want to send her something too.
I was thinking about hiding it.
She'll find it.
But she's going to find it because she's smarter than I was as a kid.
Well, how do you
like,
hide
I wouldn't
it?
Have not, I probably wouldn't have found it.
How? How do you not empty your suitcase and find
it? I put it in a t-shirt.
She's going to unpack.
No, they do it for them now. You don't know that?
Yeah, but she'll find it.
I guess so. But I was thinking it would be cute. No. And I'll just send like 4 little cute packages, date it. And then she could open up like every Sunday.
She'll do that. She'll wait.
Yeah, she'll wait.
That's great.
Me as a kid, I probably would have opened all at once.
That's a great idea. That's so cute.
Like easy. And I was thinking like, since we're taking away this like package thing and this, I think it also got very competitive. Who could send a bigger package? All this nonsense. I think let's like, I'm going to try to be thoughtful with mine. Mm-hmm.
Can you still send letters?
Yes, you could send letters and you could send emails, but I decided I'm not sending emails. I'm sending letters.
Can you put something in the envelope?
No. Okay. Yes. Yeah, see, now I see where we're going this. I'm like, yes, we're going to keep it simple. Old school, like the days of camp. And you're like, ooh, what could I slip into that
can
envelope?
I sneak something in an envelope?
Can I slip M&Ms that they're not supposed to have? What kind of contraband can I send
M&Ms,
to camp?
Peanut M&Ms contraband.
You cannot send peanuts
Ashkawana. What is it called?
Ashwagandha. Maybe it'll improve her mood.
Ashkawana. Ganda. I'm going to put that in the envelope. Here, kid, eat this and a bunch of melatonin gummies. What's the matter? You don't feel good?
Right.
What's the matter with that?
I do not want to call from the nurse.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Please.
You're going to get plenty of phone calls. But that's a great idea. I like the idea of wrapping things and putting dates on them. And then she has, and if she opens them, she opens them.
Right.
But that's a cute idea. You put it in their suitcase.
Yeah. Like when she ready to go, since you're not allowed to send packages
back
there.
To old days. Oh my God. What are you going to do with yourself?
I'm going to spend time with Leo. We're going to go to Target because we both love Target.
Oh my gosh.
The only problem is he doesn't like to buy clothes in Target. And there's only so much time I can spend in the Monster Jam aisle, but we're going to make it work.
Yeah. I'm sure that he'll figure out a way to entertain himself in Target.
Yes.
You'll have to go to different Targets.
You know, the problem is they all kind of have the same stuff.
Yeah, I know. I know. You'll have to take him somewhere he can walk around for a long time or ride his bike in it.
Right. We did that
Maybe
once
we'll
in Walmart.
Do Walmart. Maybe he'll switch Walmarts.
Yeah. We got thrown out of one Walmart.
Okay.
Because he was testing out the bikes.
That's okay.
And he ran over someone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops. Sorry about
but
that.
But like, what kind of person complains? If a kid ran me over in a Walmart, I would be hysterical laughing and mad that it wasn't on my phone and right. didn't put on TikTok.
I mean, please. Okay. A little dramatic for that.
What do you want? It's Walmart. All righty. Now, before we end the podcast, we're starting something new this week.
Yes, we are.
I would like you to give our listeners one last thought.
Okay. Well, my one last thought is, because when I think about our podcast, I think about reaching our listeners on Instagram, and I'm thinking, are they as excited for the launch of our e-commerce store as we are?
Oh my gosh, why are you telling all your secrets? We're not supposed to launch it yet.
I think there is a soft launch going on.
There is, but we weren't supposed to release it on the podcast.
Well, they're going to have to look for it, aren't they?
Okay. Yep. So that's your one last thought.
Yes. Look out for our e-commerce store and our awesome apparel that's coming out because we're working hard on the design and I'm really excited to take the next step in this.
Okay. My one last thought. First one is going to be, how are you going to explain this to the social media manager that you released early? But side note, I think my one last thought is going to be about parenting.
Okay.
We're like stuck in between like old school world and like digital world, and it's hard to find a balance. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to find the balance.
Mm, that's a really good thought of the day. This reminds me of like from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, but not as funny.
What? Right. No, it's not funny at all. But what was it? Jack Handy, was it? He'd sit in front of the mirror. He'd sit in front of the mirror. I'm good enough. And gosh darn it.
Right.
Like, you know.
We're not going to talk about Dogecoin as our one last thought.
No. I'm just excited for the future and what we're building here. And I'm grateful that, you know, we're in the post-COVID world and that we're still kicking ass.
Yeah, that's really good. And for the moms, Mm-hmm. You're doing a great job, girl. You're doing a great job.
And we hope that everyone had a great Mother's Day and that you got some new barbells and new equipment and you're kicking butt with it.
Oh, if you guys got barbells or equipment, please send us pictures. We want to repost that.
Oh, yes.
Don't send us like pictures of your flowers or the horrible cards your kids make. but if you got like new barbells or plates or any equipment,
yeah,
send it our way. We're totally posting.
We're interested. Well, thanks for joining us. And we look forward to the next time that you guys send us in questions and we get all the answers here on the podcast.
Yep. You could send us on ironmomsusa.com or ironmomsusa on Instagram. We can't wait to hear from you guys.
DM us.
That's thanks. Right.